Okay, we've got the cutest team name on the ride here today. It's Team Kitten. Can you say something about yourselves, guys?
Yes, hi, I'm Pete, and this is Kitten.
Hi, my name is Wendy Gardner. Kitten.
We have we've actually done other Ram qualifiers. Wendy and I already qualified Ram Solo, and this is our first time doing the Furnace Creek 508. We've been looking forward to it. We've actually done the Death Valley Double Century, which is a great ride. And we're looking forward to going and having fun. Anything else, honey?
Yes, we are currently training as a two-person team to do Race Across America next year. So we have ridden the Heart of South 500 solo, and this is our first attempt to practice and ride as a team. So we're looking forward to the opportunity and the experience.
It sounds like you're pretty experienced. Any final comments about that?
No, we are Team Kitten, and we are fierce.
Fierce predators.
Thank you.
That's awesome, guys. Good luck and see you at the finish line. We have second-timer 508 rider Leaf Hop here. First of all, what is a leaf hopper? It sounds like a cross between a stick insect and a frog.
Something like that. Yeah, mainly the stick insect.
Can you be a little more specific? Is this a real creature?
I think so. You know how they give you all the totem names that have been taken and you go through and you go, darn, darn, darn. So then I went to the site that they give you and you can see pretty much any animal that exists, and I chose leafhopper.
Okay. So you've done the 508 before. That was last year. Are you explicitly aiming to go and beat your personal record this time around?
Yes, I am.
What sort of time do you expect for this year? What do you think?
Well, I'd really like to get in the 30 to 32.
Wow, that's pretty respectable.
Yeah, but we'll see.
So what sort of equipment are you using to achieve? I mean, that's a pretty fast time. What sort of bike, what sort of food, and so on? What are you doing to try to get to that point?
Well, you know, you gain a lot of experience every time you do a race like this or a long distance race. So the main thing, I think, is my fitness is pretty good. And I'm hoping that my food is dialed, because like you said, you know, you've been talking to everybody about food, and that's what sort of makes you or breaks you, I think. And if I can keep my stomach good and the food is good, I'm thinking that time's achievable, I hope.
So let's talk specifics. What is that food?
Well, for the first 6 or 7 hours, it'll be honey stingers, cliff shots, and heed. And then move into things like Ensure for protein intake, and then burritos.
Nice. I was going to say, oh, this is another all-liquid guy, but I like to hear the burrito comment. That shows, you know, you're in touch with reality, I think.
Yeah, I did a 24-hour mountain bike race solo a couple months ago, and my fastest lap was 14 hours into the race after I had a burrito. So I figure burritos are good luck.
Awesome. Well, lofty goals there. Sounds like you're on course to achieving them, and best of luck. See you at the finish line, I hope. Okay, guys, you're the Leatherback Turtles. You a team?
Yes, we are.
Two person, it looks like?
Two person, mixed 60 plus.
Mixed 60 plus. Are you both veterans of this, or is this both your first time?
Lori's first time. I've done it once before.
Awesome. Sounds exciting. Which sections are you most excited by?
Oh, I like the Towns Pass section, actually.
That's what you've been allotted for, it sounds.
Yes.
Nice. What sort of riding do you like? I mean, is Towns Pass sort of representative of the sort of riding you like, or are you more of a sort of a lush forest, sort of flat sort of person, or what?
Oh, I think this desert riding is pretty. I like it. Yeah.
Okay, and I've asked everyone this, but what are you guys eating? Some people are eating hot dogs and gummy bears, and some people are just purely liquid diet. What about you guys?
Oh, gosh. A lot of goo, granola bars, Sun Chips, sandwiches, soup, and just about anything that's in front of me.
Cool. Anything in front of you sounds like the way to go, really. Just keep those calories coming in. Any last comments about this? Any aspirations, target times, anything?
Well, we're hoping that we can do it in around 40 hours or a bit less. And we're in a class by ourselves, so so the main thing is to finish. And I have just absolutely great team and great partner, so
Yeah.
We're hopeful.
And I want to say I'm really honored that Gerd asked me to be his teammate, and he's a man you just can't say no to. So.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Good luck out there, and see you on the road. Got a two-person relay team here. What's your totem?
Mahi Mahi.
And what exactly is that?
It's a tuna.
So I noticed you got a knee bandage on. What's going on? Are you planning on riding with that?
I am. I have a bad knee and a sore iliotibia, which is the muscle that goes down to the knee, and it's very sore.
How did you do that?
I crashed in Race Across America this year in Ohio.
But managed to finish the ride nevertheless.
Yeah, four-man team. We finished in 8 days, 10 hours, and 47 minutes.
Well, sounds pretty good. Yeah. Are you nervous about your knee for the 508 then, or did it held up throughout RAM?
No, it actually seems to be okay when I'm riding. It's afterwards that it stiffens up. It seems to be okay, unless I'm doing extended long climb, and then it tends to bother me a little bit. But Skip's going to do the big Towns Pass climb, so hopefully I'll be okay.
Do either of you have aspirations to doing the 508 solo?
I actually had signed up for solo this year, and but due to my accident in RAM, I decided to get a teammate. This will be my third year in a row with a two-man team at the 508. And I Skip's first 508, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Excited?
Yeah. Nervous? Yeah.
I know what to expect, so I'm not nervous.
Once I'm on the bike, can I do it? Yeah.
I try not to get too excited about these things anymore. You know, it's just another bike ride as far as I'm concerned.
Well, best of luck, guys. See you at the finish line.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 508. Can I get your totem?
Maltese.
Maltese. And is this your first time?
Yes.
And so is there any course, part of the course you're looking forward to?
The finish.
The finish, huh? That's good. Can you tell us a little bit about the your diet plan for the next couple days?
Yeah, I use a lot of the Perpetuum and Ensure, just mostly liquids, I think, these next couple days.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. And do you have any comments you'd like to make to the folks listening out there?
I just want to thank everyone for being here. It's a wonderful adventure, and thanks to all the supporters, and thanks to Chris for putting this on. He does a fantastic job.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.